Society in every state is a blessing. The government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil.
The future has already arrived.
What is up, everybody?
We are live.
Surviving Society America, welcome in. State is a and we are looping. The government. Let's listen to it again. What the hell? It's such a cool song by MC Quattro. Back to the Future. Now I'll cut the loop off. We'll get the chat room up and running. Welcome into Surviving America. We got a cool new little background here. I guess the best place for me to stick this thing is right here. Yeah. I was wrong, folks. There was some euphoria in all of this election stuff. A lot of euphoria. You know what I mean? There was a time where the rush of winning, the rush of victory, the rush of ha-ha, you lost, all that kind of stuff, like, flowed over us. Dave Jones, probably one of the first people in my circle whose opinions I value, had his sort of concerns and voiced them, you know. Now, we were all here at PBN. We were all worried about civil unrest. And quite frankly, I'm a little surprised. In one way, I'm surprised. In one way, I'm not. I have questions about the endurance of the anti-Trump movement at the ground level, at the shaved head, blue wrist wearing level. Let's go with that. If you're a member, you have got to go see the graphic that I made for yesterday's piece of membership content, which is the sort of Trump opposition, understanding the Trump opposition fundamentally. You know, like what is sort of the core that they're riding on? You know, like why we lost the election, why, what it means, because the most, when it comes to threat, what we have to look out for with this group of people who lost and who are shaving heads and threatening to poison men, and of course the darker elements, you know, this is sort of like the theatrics, you know, it's like the women that are losing their minds remind me of like the drum and fife of the revolution. The real dark forces and the people who are going to kill, they don't make YouTube videos. Some of them do. What's up, Hunter SF? Jay Fergan, Chat Phoenix Survival, Saturday mornings. Don't miss that show. And L2 Survive over at YouTube. Welcome in. Go check L2 Survive. L, the letter L, the number 2, Survive. Check him out at YouTube. A great listener, long-term member. In fact, we are amongst lifetime members. People who have taken advantage of our lifetime membership. I have to tell you, I got it wrong. I spent time analyzing those crazy people. Listening to the messaging from media, from Twitter, from, you know, people that I know. People that are friends on social media, and you know, kind of tried to develop sort of the mentality, you know, and I broke that down in that video. I will still stand by the idea that we're still in for prosperity. There's no, you know, barring major cataclysm, but it won't come easy. But I think what's important, and I know this word, people tend to hate this word and they tend to badger the use of this word, particularly in our prepping community and survivalist community. But I think what we have going on is hope. And for a while, we've been hopeless, you know. Jay Fergie says, why are they trying to bring the 4B movement here? They are no oppressed. They are mental. They are not oppressed. They are mental. I don't know what the 4B movement is, but I'm sure it's crazy. And if you want to elaborate on it, I'll give you my thoughts for sure. Okay. So we've got the crazies, we've got the nuts in the background who are undoubtedly conduct violence and riots and so on. January 6th, I'm a little, you know, Trump is going to DC today, so we'll see how that goes and how he's received there. What I will say is this, there is still this feeling, and it's not just me being a parent, you know what I mean? So it's the feeling of hope, it's the feeling of we have competent leaders again. Like, America can be an exceptional again because of the leadership, not just the people on their own trying to work themselves down to the bone. We could stop war. You know, these things can happen now. You know that the war in Ukraine was never stopping, right? There's way too much money going around. Way too much changing hands money. So that was never going to end. We've got the chance for these things to come to an end. It's hope, right? It's the feeling of hope. And I seen it weeks before my own children. But what my neighborhood is full of babies. Our neighborhood is young and full of babies. There's babies everywhere. Babies and dogs. You know what I mean? And I feel it. And I find myself doing the math for them also. Like, I see these young kids and I say, okay, she's this young. That means in 4 years, she'll be this old. Things could go well. And, you know, that whole thing. I was a little blinded to, well, we're going to do some stuff now. Yeah, we're going to do some dangerous stuff. In the name of caffeination, we're going to do some dangerous stuff. And I'm sorry for hitting the mic, but this just has to happen. And yes, the French press is pink, okay? And no, I don't care. This thing was $4 at a local thrift. I used to have a larger one, and then I got rid of it, and I started doing large batches of coffee, and I started having heart attacks. About noon, you know what I mean? But beyond that, I got back into the old French press for a smaller cup. And I know that's blasphemy to some of you. But that thing cost $4 at the local thrift store. And I said to myself, I could spend 18 on one that looks cool and is black or blue or who cares? So dumb. Or I can grab this one up real quick for $4 from the thrift. You got it. When I tell you guys, like, I'm a thrift shopper, that's it now. It's it. Like, there are things that I can't get thrift shopping. Don't get me wrong. I always told you boots and pants. These are things that I spend money on. But beyond that, dude, well, this right here, this thing is like almost 10 years old. It came out when the Netflix series came out. I was never a Punisher fan. Never. Like, I thought it was the most pointless thing in the world to read comic books about guys with awesome superpowers and then to go, I'm going to read a Punisher comic about a dude who has no superpowers. But John Bernthal did such a good job on Daredevil, and he did such a good job on the two seasons of the Punisher series that I just fell in love with the series. I read the comics. They're not bad, you know, but that Bernthal series really changed it for me. So what was I wrong about? What did I not see? I told everybody here, like, way, way back, that if Vivek really was going to cut 50% of government, that I would vote for him for president. Because I really believe in what you believe in. The government's too damn big. It's crazy big. There's no way for a government to be the size that our government is without being corrupt, without being oppressive. It's impossible. The founding fathers said the day we start voting for our own money is the day we lose the republic, right? The day we can vote for a paycheck is the day we vote for the end of the republic. If you got half the country requiring, you know, the U.S. government to pay them, What do you think is going to happen? Tyranny, oppression, the whole thing. I didn't know how seriously that was going to be taken in the Trump administration. Right? And then I wake up. I use an app called Ground News. And Ground News is really cool. I don't know if you guys would be able to see it. This would be my first opportunity to show it to you. Let me see how it looks. So this is Ground News. Ground News, you see the blue, white, and the red? Ground News fundamentally tells you who's reporting what, right? So it'll put a story up, and it'll tell you, in this case, 30% of left-wing or left-leaning news sources are promoting this. Centrist, 35% centrist, which I always look at as somewhat left because that's how it goes, and 35% right-leaning. That's how this thing's broken out. I think it's a cool app. It shows you a lot of cool stuff. It costs money. I checked it out, and I thought it would be fun to use on air, so I bought it, you know. I bought a year membership for the podcast. Here's your kind of left-to-right breakdown of news sources. Most of them I don't even know. I look at the logos. I have no clue. New York Post. Okay, I could go on a diatribe about that. Can you see it? You might not be able to see it. We're getting some glare from everything. But it gives you the breakdown of how they believe. And even if you don't believe a certain news organization is like left or right on their list, you could still get a better idea of how America is seeing this information, right? Like this one's pretty 30-30-30. Pretty good. Pretty across the board. So, you know. But it says Trump appoints Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead the new Department of Government Efficiency. And in that one, I heard him talk about government efficiency before and Elon and that kind of thing, but him putting Vivek in here, that really opened my eyes to the title of today's show, the concept of today's show, what it really means, because also listening to his videos, Trump's videos over the last few days, has really opened my eyes to the fact that this is an American Revolution 2.0. That's exactly what this is. That's what these next 4 years, or as long as they last, are exactly that. They are an American. This is an American Revolution. This is a movement of the American people, now effective, right? Based on this move by Trump to appoint Elon and Vivek to deflate the federal government. There's no way you can have, if a department like this exists, you have to understand that that's what we're doing. There's no way you can have a Department of Government and Efficiency without massive layoffs. You know what I mean? Like insane. The only concern I have is, you know, getting these people back to work, because a lot of people are going to lose their job. A dark roast this early. Not bad. Not bad. So this is what I want you to prepare for in your head. You know, I arrive at these kind of thoughts and then I try to play devil's advocate in my own mind and say, well, maybe not. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe there's a way that you can have a Department of Government Efficiency without having an American Revolution. Now, when I say an American Revolution, I don't mean, you know, polish up the musket. That's not what I mean. I mean the fundamental balance of government power and the right, the people's power, basically. And why it's revolutionary, why I consider it an American Revolution 2.0 is because there's going to be a lot of forces standing against this. Already, you know, the intelligence community itself and a lot of the corruption he's talked about eliminating there, that's big enough. But now when you're talking about government efficiency, I mean, have you ever called the government? Have you ever dealt with a government agency? I have two trees at my parents, where my parents live, that are like this. One tree fell, a large branch fell off the tree and crushed a neighbor's car, okay? The other tree, a branch fell off and broke my parents' windshield, okay? The trees are old, they're dying. We've been dealing with this for 5 to 8 years calling the sick. You got to come cut the tree down. You got to come cut. The tree's falling. Okay, just fell on the neighbor. All right, now you crack the windshield, right? It's a problem above ground. It's even a problem below ground. I was at my parents a few days ago on 311. Hey, there's a leak coming out of the ground where the tree is, one of the big trees. These are huge oak trees. Well, actually, one's a maple. There's no doubt that the roots have burst a water pipe, right? Or destroyed or damaged a water pipe. It's leaking out. It's coming up out of the ground. The road's beginning to crack. The water's running down the street. I call them. Oh, we'll send somebody over in an hour. The gas company comes over, looks at it. Nope, I don't think it's gas. The water guy will be here in no time, though. We still haven't seen him. So this is how your country's being run. And the more government jobs you have, the more you're going to see it, right? If it's government with their track record, they will do the opposite of the title, says Hunter. That's funny. I love it. What's going on here? Why'd the old chat pop up? My chat room's all weird looking. I don't know. We'll go with that. That's a good one. Post some stuff in chat, guys, because something happened. Like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm having a brain fart moment. But anyway, what I'm feeling right now, guys, is it's just that. It's revolutionary. I don't, you know, all the time presidents get in and try to do things and the things don't get done. Some things get done, some things don't get done. What I don't remember, though, in the past is so much private sector, number one, and in other words, so many people from the private sector being rolled in to the picture. I never remember a presidential candidate who brought a legitimate genius to the cabinet. I mean, remember Biden's cabinet? Obama's cabinet? You remember good old, what was his name? What was the guy, the racist guy? All right, Obama. No, I'm kidding. I think he had a twinge in him. What was his name? Department of Justice. Who knows? Department of Justice. He was tremendously racist. He called white people cowards. It was amazing. It was fun to listen to. No. I can see the chat. I just wanted to make sure it was in order. For some reason, it looked like it got shuffled. And I don't know what I could have done to do that. So with that in mind, whenever I'm feeling revolutionary, I go to my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Thomas Paine. Maybe not that many greats. And he's also not really my grandfather. I really love Patrick Henry. I really love Thomas Paine. Thomas Jefferson. Those guys are kind of out of my league. Something about Thomas Paine. There's something about Thomas. He's got the regular hairdo. He don't have the wig, right? Common sense is so epic. Like, how the hell do we not read Common Sense in school? It says a lot about society. The fact that we, in school, we read a bunch of books that suck. We don't read Common Sense, which is common sense. And we don't learn that much about Thomas Paine. I didn't learn anything about Thomas Paine until I got out of school, really. One history class, Mr. Carter. Funny enough, Mr. Carter, my son's name. That's funny. Taught me about Thomas Paine. And being a writer now and understanding the power of the written word, looking back at that guy, man, you start to realize, like, poof, Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine was something. And like I said, he seemed more of a common man to me. We fight not to enslave, but to set a country free. We fight not to enslave, but to set a country free and to make room upon the earth for honest men to live. That's a really interesting man. In other words, in Thomas Paine's mind, America, America's birth came at a time where we needed to make room for honest men to live. And why do you think that was? Well, that was because King, right? By the way, there's people buying my No Kings t-shirt still. I have no idea who you are. If you can reach out and tell me who you are, I don't know if it's you listeners. It blows my mind. I made these shirts years ago, like probably gaining on 10 years ago. And it was just one simple phrase, but I made several iterations of it. It just says No Kings. And it was, you know, I was reading a lot of founding fathers and in that sort of mentality of like, oh, well, how does it all go bad? It all goes bad when you have a king, when you have a tyrant, when you're not allowed to tell the truth anymore. And if you're on YouTube like we are, and I've already been smacked on the hand once, yeah, you can't. We needed Rumble. We needed Elon Musk and X to make space for men to be honest, for honest men. What did he say? We needed them to make room upon the earth for honest men to live in. Why that's so important, guys, is you have to understand that we watch Biden. We watch the Biden presidency, right? And what we realize is that, well, sort of what I always talk about, liberty is the perennial battle, right? Liberty is a perennial battle. Liberty, freedom, it's a battle you have to fight. It's a battle your kids will have to fight. It's a battle their kids will have to fight. In the vacuum of that is where tyranny seeps in. In other words, the default is tyranny. I have no doubts about it. The default sort of human instinct is put a leader up top and hopefully they do a lot of the stuff that I like and you know, attack the people that I hate and silence the people that I hate and so on and so forth. Like, I think that's literally the default instinct or the compulsive instinct of the human, maybe. Because it is true that we're born free. So somewhere along the line there, we lose sight of that and just say, shut up my opposition, do the things I want you to do, attack the people I want you to attack. And it's the bread and circuses is probably what it is, right? It's probably the bread and circuses that brings on somebody, Big Papa, please get up on high and tell me how to live and silence my opposition. I hate him. What that quote says to me is that it requires men and women to make space in the world, to fight, to fend off, to seal the cracks in the seeping that are seeping tyranny into the society. And it's all the time. And it's every generation's responsibility. That's just my diagnosis. And I think for the first time in a long time, in my lifetime, we have leadership that's going to take a look at the tyranny, the real tyranny, not the Donald Trump's going to come in and, you know, make me put barrettes in my hair, tyranny. But like the, what else is going on ground news today? What else do I have for you guys on top of this? I've got a whole thing of notes here. Oh, the other big thing, part of this revolution, and you know, this is a big deal. A lot of people talked about, I just got a message from Rick Austin, the man behind Prepper Camp. But anyway, I got Dogecoin news. Who cares? Look, if it's crypto, I ask Ben the Breaker of the Banksters. I suggest you do the same. Submit your questions to Ben the Breaker of the Banksters. Another thing that's happening is a push to purge the Obama-era generals. And the Obama-era generals were the initial purge. Obama purged tons of generals to get DEI candidates in there before we realized what DEI candidates were. And remember, you can get all sort of whimsical and fun and, you know, funny when it comes to using the DEI and all that kind of stuff, making fun of it. I think the worst part of the whole thing is that it breeds mediocrity. You know, at the end of this presidency, there is one word to describe Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and their band of thieves. And that is largely been mediocre, even for their own causes, right? Even for their own causes, largely mediocre. Nothing really exciting coming out of that group. Trump is looking to purge, to also have his own sort of purge and bring people up who are prepared to do what we need them to do, fundamentally. As I said, it is a revolution. For the people, what do we do? So, we'll talk about it. Let's run a quick ad for PackFresh USA, our incredible sponsor. Where's their audio ad at? I'm going to pick my nose for a minute, and I'll be back. Food storage and preservation are at the heart of self-reliance. Our sponsor, PackFresh USA, features Made in America products. I shop PackFreshUSA.com for Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers for my home food storage. But they do all kinds of products. Go to PackFreshUSA.com and check out their Prepper University and order their box set of Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers. It's a 7 mil 100 pack of Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, labels, and even a food storage guide.
You know what a zombie is?
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Courtesy of the one and only Dave Jones, the NBC guy. Welcome back to Surviving America, folks. If we are facing a revolution from within, a government revolution from within the government, that sounds crazy. That sounds like nothing good's going to come of it. But remember, I do think that some good's going to come of it. I don't know if it will be able to pull it off. Look, our founders could have never imagined government growing to the size that it's grown to. So I think they could have never imagined like a government that would come in to chop itself in half. And that's where we're at. I mean, that's what this revolution is. And I think for the people, the most important thing that we can do is sort of like in a marriage that's gone bad or going bad, we have to put, over these next 4 years, we have to put divorce on the table. And I know that's like, what? What do you mean? We have to, the government and the powers that be have to know that the American people not only need this to happen, but there will be repercussions if it doesn't happen. You follow me? The path for repercussions, just take a guess. What does that look like? You know, in order to get on that path, first of all, you have to move as far into self-sufficiency as possible. The fewer strings they can have tied to you, the better. But I do think it's essential that we show the national government, the federal government at large, the corrupted, those who will try to stop Trump at every turn, that divorce is on the table. And whether that means look at the last election and grow a coalition so deep that anything's possible. Any state becomes winnable. And look, you take a look at California's voter and an election map. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? That thing doesn't make any sense.
Hang on a minute.
We have reached a moment in the show that I did not plan for. Hang on. We got to do some manipulation here. Actually, you know what? We may not do some manipulation here. There's one thing I forgot the last show I did, and then this is a reoccurring issue. And it is the charger for the laptop. I think I got it free. Oh, we're back in power. We're back in power. Okay. You get the little leaf. They're telling you that you're saving the planet. Now you're in battery saver mode. All right. What was I talking about? Anyone? Divorce is on the table, folks. And that also might look like something even more extreme. We talked a lot about balkanization in the United States and how we could see that happen. And we thought about like sections and swaths of the nation cut off. This is this new Republic of Texas, including X, Y, and Z, right? That kind of happened already. It happened to some degree. And the way that it happened was instead of moving borders, we moved people. Instead of moving the borders, the people moved. The people went and did whatever the hell they wanted to do. They lived and moved where they wanted to move. And I do think that we have to make sure that everyone understands that. Migration is a thing. We have a massive nation, you know what I mean? And I just think our leadership has to understand that. We've got to keep it on the table. We've got to keep divorce on the table when it's like anything. It's like any relationship. You know what I mean? The relationship between the people and this bloated government for the first time in a long time was felt. They felt it. And we got to keep that there. We've got to keep that right there. You got to make them understand that we can have a felt effect. Meanwhile, U.S. inflation rose 2.6% in October, a month after the Federal Reserve began cutting the interest rate. This is an interesting one here. Wall Street makes wagers on the likely winners and losers in a Trump presidency. Wall Street investors are making big bets on various stocks. I'd like to know which ones. Technology companies might benefit from expected changes in the antitrust regulation that could allow larger deals and lessen restrictions on Google, Apple, Amazon. Trump proposed extending the 2017 tax cuts for the individuals and restoring tax breaks for businesses, influencing market expectations. Wall Street, what's the coverage? See, the coverage here is 50% center, 90% right. Wow, that's surprising. But like I told you, it is what it is. It's from the AP. And, you know, to leave Ground News and go to one of these news websites is to be like digitally assaulted. You just have no idea what you're going to get into. You click I need a better setup with this thing. I keep knocking it with my headphone. In fact, I don't even need headphones on. That's probably part of the problem. Since Election Day, investors have sent prices zooming for stocks of banks. Fossil fuel producers and other companies expected to benefit from Trump's preference for lower tax rates and lighter regulation. Hallelujah. So for retailers, meanwhile, the outlook is murkier because uncertainty about whether they'll be able to absorb any of the higher costs created by tariffs. Everybody afraid of the tariffs. I can't say that I know exactly what will happen with tariffs. I will tell you this, PBN family. One real good way to eliminate costs and tariffs is to produce things yourself. Another really great way to put all your tariff concerns aside is to buy stuff that Americans already bought and never used. I'm telling you, like, I don't know what your feelings are about thrift shopping. I used to, in my head, the reason I talk about it this way is because in my head, there used to be this feeling about a place like a Goodwill or a standalone. And they're the better ones are like the standalone mom and pop thrifts. They're the best. But, you know, to go into a place like that, you had a felt sense of poverty. Like, oh, why are they going in there? They must not have any money. They must be whore. Now it's like, in my head, I've done such a 180. And it's because things have gotten out of hand. So much has gotten out of hand. I've done such a 180 that I look at people who are going into Target and I go, they're crazy. I look at people going into like a JCPenney. Like, you're going to buy clothes at a JCPenney? What do you think those clothes are made out of? And by the way, the people who go into an expensive store and buy clothes, they wear them a couple of times and they wind up at the Goodwill. The exact same brands. It's hilarious to me. It really is. You can't get tariffed on goods that Americans make, number one. So if you are into expensive clothes, just buy American. And if you're a retailer and you're saying, how will we ever do business? Sell American-made stuff. You see, this is the whole motivation of the tariff, right? I think Donald Trump, in large part, understood that we need to get America back in the saddle and of producing things, and said, well, we'll watch and see how the American people do. Let us see if they're willing to buy American. And by the way, if they're not willing to buy American, then we can create the tariff situation that will also, you know, pressure them. I wonder if I'm looking for a quote here for as we go out about firearms. It's so good. It's another Thomas Paine. Freedom is a gift. Hallelujah. You know what? Let's go with Paine and it'll come up. It's about firearms and plunder. Okay. We fight not to enslave. Freedom is not a gift bestowed. Where's it at? I don't want to have to write it in. You know what I mean? Ah, there he is. Look at that handsome man. He's got a big nose too, like me. This might be another reason. Why did everybody have the big old noses from the Founding Fathers days? My buddy, one time we were sitting in the, not sitting, we were prepping for dinner in the restaurant industry, and he looked at me and he said, you know, you got one of those Roman noses. And I said, what do you mean? Like, was this like a thing? And he was like, it roams all over your face. And he's, you know, you guys who are in the military understand what it was like to work in the restaurant industry. When it comes to the knock and tearing each other down and having fun with it, it's a big thing in the kitchen too. All right. So buy American. Don't have to worry about tariffs. I know we're not producing everything. Jay Ferg, the Phoenix herself, says, I go to Ross or Goodwill or Walmart. I'm telling you, man. Be smart with your money. And then if things do get better, you're going to feel like a rich person. You know what I mean? All right, let's knock this out, and then I think we're going to call it on the show tonight, today. We are now in the throes of revolution. Just understand that. That's where I want your mentality to be. It's a very weird revolution that is supported by the people, but executed at the top. The only person I think that could do this, or at least start this, is Donald Trump, because he's not infected. You know what I mean? In other words, I'd have no confidence in what's the Texas guy? Cruz. You know, he just, it's too much. He's been touched too many times by the infection. With Vivek in there, with Elon in there, I think things can happen. And the moment that things start to happen is the first battle of that revolution. The moment cuts, the moment layoffs, the moment those things start to happen, that's battle number one. And it's a big thing. You know what I mean? It's going to require the support of the American people. It's going to require that you don't go dark and don't go silent, like you did in 2020 when you were afraid to say, everybody already believes that Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? We have to get over this hump of being fearful in these social situations. We have to. We have to speak up. We come from generations of people who were not afraid to speak up. And look, if you tell people the government's too damn big, it's costing us too much money, and one of the best things we can do for the future of our country and that little kid that you love so much is to cut the government in size and scope. And if you're dealing with a person who says, I don't like what you're saying and I'm not going to be your Facebook friend anymore, you are not losing anything. If you're working at a place where saying something like that, in a, you know, at the coffee pot or whatever, gets you in trouble and hauled into HR, then now all of a sudden, again, it goes back to that divorce mentality, right? You're in a bad relationship. It's time to get out of it, okay? If you will suffer everything in any relationship in your life, then everybody will take advantage of you. Even if they love you, they'll take advantage of you because it's human nature. Your little kids will do it. My little kids taught me this. Your little kids will take full advantage of you. You got a little five-year-old little girl, beautiful, the most innocent, wonderful thing you've probably ever seen in your whole life. If you get her used to the concept that she can do whatever she wants and you will give her everything she wants, why not live that life? So mass deportations, these kind of things are going to happen. You know, there's going to be people who look at you cross-eyed and say, I can't believe that you're for this. And you know, that's where you have to decide what you do next. That's where you have to decide where in all of this you stand, you know, because without massive deportations, it's just going to be massive violence. That's it. It's going to be massive violence, less targeted, less effective, right? It's going to be people, American people with guns shooting at people they perceive to be gang members from South America. You know, that it'll only reach such a point where until people react. There's more guns out there now than ever. And you better believe that some of them are owned by the American people, you know? So that's your position, folks. That's the position you're going to be pushed into in all of this. If what I'm saying is true, and we have a revolutionary government that's willing to cannibalize itself, which it should, in order to create a better nation, and that is fully on the side of law and order, which is what we need. We need at least 4 years of law and order to build a country back from what it had, you know, been, how it's been wrecked over the last 4 years. Well, really, the last 5 years. You know, it's just going to be what it is. It's going to be a struggle. So let's end with Thomas Paine. So in other words, be strong. Be able to stand on your own two feet. You've got everything you need to be able to do it. Your parents did it. Their parents did it. You're out in public. People say things that don't make any sense or attack you for having a shirt or a hat or a bumper sticker or whatever the hell. Your kid says something. You just have to stand up to them. That's the end. Or you don't stand up to them and they elect AOC as president in the next 4 years. And then you go, I can't believe what happened to my country. Right? That's how it goes. Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe. That's worth tattooing on the flesh, okay? That's not the whole thing, but I had to just drink to that. Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them. Now, this is Thomas Paine. This is pre-Southern border, right? This is, I mean, he had his own problems back then, right? But arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them. Amen, Thomas. Here's another. I got to read this one. This one's so good. Man, this is so good. And it works hand in hand, but it's another Thomas Paine common sense. Now, actually, this might be the rights of men. Men should not petition for rights, but take them. Simple enough to understand, right? Men should not petition for rights, but take them. Have a good day, PBN family. I do appreciate you. Thanks so much. Support our great sponsors. Visit PBNFamily.com and consider membership today. Get more of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, do it. If you're not subscribed to the channel you're watching, do it. Do it. Go ahead. Click it. And spread the word, man. You know, we have 15 people on this network who give messages just like these and motivation to get you both self-reliant and liberty-minded. That's not a leap. It's just the basics, right? It's just the basics of being American. The ability to stand on your own two feet and to fight for liberty. This is just, you know, the ABCs of being an American. It's just been lost for so long. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Support our sponsors. Thanks, everyone in chat, for joining. And see you next time. All right? EMP protection is on the minds of all preppers. And since the massive geomagnetic storm back in May that brought the Northern Lights to Texas, more and more people are paying attention. FaradayContainers.com has some of the largest and most fortified EMP protection on the planet. 20-foot and 40-foot shipping containers built with copper beryllium gaskets for maximum protection. They also have 5-foot work boxes that can be loaded with solar generators, solar panels, comms. Visit FaradayContainers.com. Wisconsin-built EMP protection.